You can hear a constant refrain in French train stations. It's played just before the announcements from the National Railway. Played enough to be irritating. But that jingle turned out to be irresistible musical inspiration for David Gilmour. The famed Pink Floyd guitarist worked that jingle into the title track to his new solo album, Rattle That Lock. And David Gilmour joins us from his studio on an old houseboat on the Thames. More on that later. David Gilmour, what do we say? Studio ahoy?
You can say that if you like.
Well, thanks very much. How did that jingle end up as source material or inspiration for the song?
It's difficult to know. I'm constantly listening to things and things constantly striking me in one way or another. And when I travel in France, which is a lovely place to visit, I usually take the train. It's very fast and it's a great service. And whenever there's an announcement coming, that's the little jingle you hear. And it's a rare thing in a jingle that it's actually got a little bit of melody and a bit of syncopation and a bit of rhythm to it. It makes you feel like jigging about a tiny bit. So I recorded it with my iPhone and brought it home and wrote a little tune around it.
You also have a group called Liberty Choir on Rattle That Lock. Who are they?
Well, the Liberty Choir is a choir that goes into the prisons in the UK, and prisoners who are nearing the end of their sentences join in the choir and do singing. Some people from outside, from a choir outside, go into prisons. And when they are released, they are invited to come and join that same choir on the outside, which is a much bigger thing outside than the amount of people that are allowed to go in and do these things. So it's a way of helping people who have finished their sentences, of reconnecting with society, because it's one of the hardest things about coming out of prison is that your tendency is to just drift back into your old circles. And to have a different thing that gives you joy and a bit of optimism is a very rehabilitative tool.
Let me ask you about some of the other players on this CD. You have two of the best harmonizers in the history of the planet. Let's hear from a song, A Boat Lies Waiting, David Crosby and Graham Nash.
Something I never knew. In silence I'd hear you. And a boat lies waiting. Still your clouds are
That sound is certainly unmistakable.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. How did they come to join you?
Well, they're old friends of mine, you know. I've actually known Graham since he was in the Hollies. David, I've known many, many years. They sang on two or three tracks on the last album 9 years ago on an island. And they were here doing some shows, and I said, have you got a day off that you could spare me a couple of hours of? And they said, sure. And so they came down and recorded that song.
What I lost was an ocean.
The song is a tribute to Richard Wright, one of the founding members of Pink Floyd.
Yeah, that's right. His big passion was sailing, and he had a 60-foot beautiful sailing boat that he sailed all over the world in, really. It would cross the Atlantic from Europe over to the States or the Caribbean, and that was his big passion in life. And the rolling of that piano music on that song inspired my wife Polly Sampson to write those lyrics, because she was very fond of Rick too for many years.
Can you tell us about your houseboat studio?
Well, it was built in about 1911 for a guy called Fred Carno, who was a music hall impresario, and he had a bunch of players who he'd send out on tour in America, who were the, you know, his second string of players. His best ones he kept here, and his second string of players, people like Charlie Chaplin and Stan Laurel, were sent off to the States, and they, I think, decided maybe we like it over here, and we won't go back. So anyway, Fred Carno, he was a very, very well-known music hall impresario, and he had this boat built. It came up for sale back there in the middle 80s, and I thought it would be great as a little recording studio, and it has proved so to be.
You must be aware of the fact that just two or three notes from your guitar brings back so many wonderful memories for people.
Well, if you say so, I truly hope that is the case, yes. I've been very, very fortunate. I've had a lovely, wonderful, long career, you know, and I'm very fortunate. And I remind myself of that every day.
David Gilmour, on his houseboat studio, his new album is called Rattle That Lock. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.